our pious elders, the pious elders of the deen, have presented an explanation of tasawwuf. And they've stated that tasawwuf, in reality, the subject of tasawwuf, is about awareness of Allah, the nearness to Allah, the love of Allah, obedience and following the orders of Allah. And this is the definition of tasawwuf. And in all of these factors, when a person attempts and makes efforts with ikhlas, sincerity, then that effort is defined as tasawwuf. And we are all students, me and you, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, we are students of the branch of the subject of tasawwuf. And with the karam, the mercy of Allah, we have embarked on this path, and I have just defined that path to you, that subject to you, and this is called tasawwuf. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Tanwi Rahmatullah Alayh has stated that this path and subject is fard ayn, not just fard, but fard ayn, compulsory on every individual. And obviously all of these things are fard: to attain Allah's love, to attain Allah's nearness, to obey Allah, to make effort and to focus and pay attention. This is all tasawwuf. So if these are all fard, if these are all compulsory anyway, we know that, then obviously to follow the path to attain these things is fard, isn't it? So this isn't something that's new or innovation or strange. This is a part of deen, a subject of deen, and a very important branch of deen. And the path of tasawwuf, and the most important thing we need to get success in tasawwuf when we study tasawwuf, otherwise we cannot even initiate the journey, the subject. And this is the markaz, this is the foundation, the pivotal point through which an individual is successful when he studies tasawwuf. And what is that thing? Now, I am trying to explain so we can revise this subject, so we remember these points. But sometimes we get a bit weak and then we repeat the subject, alhamdulillah, and there's a benefit in repeating and revising and going through the details again. We have probably discussed this in the past, but I am reminding and revising again for my own taqwa, for my own strength. Because my Hazrat Rahimahullah stated that nafs and shaitan, the desires and shaitan, the devil, are such opposition that they don't allow a person to travel on this path. All the dangers are then there due to nafs and shaitan, because Allah has given the strength to nafs and shaitan. So these majalis gatherings in which we sit for some time, we sit for this purpose, for this reason. We form these gatherings so that we can come together, discuss, revise the subject, so we can continue to travel on the path of tasawwuf without any hazard or danger, and we don't fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan. So the most important and necessary thing which completes tasawwuf from the beginning till the end, what is that? And that is what gives us usefulness in this path. It doesn't just give us assistance in studying this subject, rather it is necessary 100%. And that is to have the sohbat, the company of the wali of Allah, the company of the sheikh, the sohbat of the sheikh. This is so beneficial a factor that about this, a great arif, a great wali of Allah said that one moment in the company of the wali of Allah is better than 100 years of sincere worship. And this is a great statement that has been presented to define the path of tasawwuf. The sohbat, the company of the shaykh, has a great effect, such a great effect, to sit in the company of the wali of Allah. And who has created this? This is not some machine. This is not some manufacturing component that creates the love in the heart. No. That Allah Ta'ala created the universe, who put the effect in the water, made ice cold and made fire hot, and put this fragrance in a flower and gave clouds in the skies. And Allah Ta'ala created the water of the oceans and put water into the wells, sweet water and salty water in the sea. And some water is half salty, half sweet. And who has created all of these effects? Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala controls the universe, created the universe. So this effect of the company of the wallah, it's not our choice that the sheikh cannot say, I am the one who's giving good company to people and I increase the amount of other people, or this effect has come from me, or if one says, I will create this effect and this will happen from my own efforts. No. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this dynamic and this relationship so that when a person sits or has the company of the beloved of Allah, the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, so that that current that is running through that wali of Allah, that he can attract and pull on the common man in the world and give that injection of the love of Allah ta'ala through his company. So this effect that Allah ta'ala has created, who created this effect? Who? Allah. Who created the effect? Allah. Remember, this is not some innovation, man-made subject of tasawwuf that a sheikh says he's great and he gives benefit to people. No, Allah has created the benefit. And the effect of this benefit is one moment is enough. Yak zamana awliya. One moment in the company, not you need 50 years, 10 years, 10 years, 15 years, 25 years. No, 1 second in the company of the wali of Allah. And a great example to prove this, that the walis of Allah have given, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed statement itself. The Habshi radiyallahu anhu, he was such a personality that there was an experience that was when what happened that he came and he had a regret. The Habshi, who gave the pain and hurt the Prophet, but he came into the sohbat and the Prophet recognized him. Long event, we know all about it, but Rasulullah was rahmatul lil alameen. And Rasulullah said that you are Habshi, and then he started to cry and he had remorse and regret, and he had regret for what he had done before. Now all of the Sahaba, they were amazed. Now why is this person come? Why did this happen? But because Rasulullah was Rahmatul Alameen, he said that you have come for repentance and I accept that, but there's a request that I have. Rasulullah said that don't come in front of me, because when I see you, I keep on remembering my uncle. That's it. So this was one slight, a few seconds of company. After that, he didn't meet the Prophet ﷺ. And because the Prophet ﷺ told him, don't come in my company. But this slight bit of company with the Prophets of Allah ﷺ, the effect was that the pious predecessors have written that in comparison to that, the result was that there was an ashik, a lover of the Prophet of Allah, such a great ashik, that Allah's Nabi himself said that this is an ashik. He loves me, he is beloved to me. And Rasulullah said that after my wasal, after my passing away, Rasulullah assigned the duty to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, to go to this person and ask him to do dua for my ummah. And Rasulullah, he had love for the Prophet of Allah, and the Prophet of Allah had love for him as well. And this was a famous event that on Uhud, when the Prophet's tooth was shaheed and it fell out, then when he heard this, Hazrat Uwais rahmatullah, then he knocked out all his teeth. Set a great example that when he heard of this event. But the pious predecessors have said that if the whole dunya, these are the words, that if in the whole world, if Uwais al-Kani is filled, everyone in the world is Uwais, then Habshi radiyallahu anhu, they cannot even get to the dust on the body of Hazrat Habshi radiyallahu anhu, because this was the effect of the sohbat. And the effect of the sohbat, the company, he became a sahabi radiyallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. So what does this tell us? Because due to sohbat, due to the company. And I'll give you another example here. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah alayhi, somebody asked him that, so this was the example of the Washi radiyallahu anhu, who was the person who became a sahabi. And at the time of Imam Shafi'i radiyallahu anhu, we see, and there were at the time of the Sahaba Ikram in the latter days after Rasul passed, that we see that at the time of Hazrat Ali radiyallahu anhu, there was some conflict and clashes. But after that, Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz, he was called Umar Thani rahmatullah, and his generation was great and Islam spread, there was a lot of prosperity. So Imam Shafi'i rahmatullah, somebody asked that, who can be greater from the two? We see at the time of Hazrat Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu and the other Sahaba where there were some conflicts. And the answer that was given, that the horse that was ridden by Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, and the horse that he sat on the hoof of that horse, the dust that comes off the hoof of the horse of Hazrat Muawiyah radhiyallahu anhu, that Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullahi said his maqam cannot even reach to the dust on the hoof of the horse of Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu, that he's not even equivalent to that Subhanallah. Because Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu had company of the Prophet. So the first example of Hazrat Washi radiallahu anhu, who was asked by the Prophet that don't come in front of me, but he was still a Sahabi and he was immensely greater than the other examples of the people after him. And just like the second example, so definitely we learn from this that when a person spends time in the company of the Wali of Allah, then due to that company, because that person's traveling on the journey of tasawwuf to get near to Allah, Allah Ta'ala delivers that person to the destination. But the example we need to understand, who benefits from the sohbat, the company? The example that the pious elders have given is that when you have company of a pious person, of somebody who is close to Allah, then there are certain conditions that you need to fulfill to get the benefit. Just like you have darkness, and then we have a lamp. And if there's no oil, then will the lamp light? Yes, you will light it, but then it will splutter and flutter and then blow out. So you have the lamp, and you've got the match to try to light it, but there's no oil. So you have no fuel, so the light will not come on. But if you put the oil into the lamp, then all night long, then that lamp will be lit and it will burn and it will give you the light. So it's stated the company of a pious person should be like this, that when a person tries to get the effect of a good company, so the murid, the salik, the traveler on the journey of tasawwuf, if a person doesn't have the fuel of desire and love, then he cannot succeed. If a person who's a student doesn't have the fuel of desire, of intention, of love, of talab, then it's just like that oil lamp, that is, you're trying to strike it with a match, and there's a bit of light, but then it blows out after a few moments. But if there's the fuel of desire, intention, and love in the heart of the student, and he sits then with these factors in the company of the wali wala, then yagzamana bil awliya. Then one moment in the company of the wali wala is the greatest. So that person can then be a sinner, he can be a person who makes mistakes, but if he has the fuel of desire in the heart. So both examples we see as a washi, the habshi, radiallahu anhu. We have the party of Abu Jahl and other people who also had the company of the Prophet. They used to sit with the Prophet. They were relatives. They were enemies though. They used to walk with the Prophet. They used to shake his hand. They would come in front of him, didn't they? They would interact with him. Such examples. They saw the miracles and the mu'jizats. But the difference was that they were like the lamp, but without the fuel. But Hazrat Washi radiallahu anhu, even though he had made a mistake where he martyred Hazrat Hamza, but after such a long time, he had the desire and love that he wanted to go into tawbah at the presence of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And within a second, Allah Ta'ala made him radiallahu anhu. Subhanallah. So it doesn't matter how sinful a person is, but if he has the desire, remorse, and love, then that company with the pious person will make effect. Allah has made a law. Otherwise the sheikh cannot do anything either. And no light can he even strike the match himself, the sheikh. He can sit all life long in front of the wali, but if he doesn't have desire, intention, muhabbat and love. But if a person's weak in practice, sinful, makes mistakes, ups and downs in life, but he has that deep passion and love and desire, he has the oil, the fuel of desire and want, then he can never lose. Mawlana Rum rahmatullah has given the example that there was an ant, was weak. What is an ant? Has no power, no strength. And very far the ant was on the mountain next to a river, and he had his desire that all animals, they speak, they have minds. And a poem, a beautiful example has been given. Hazrat Tanvi Ramadra has included the sha'ir, this poem in his kitab with regards to sohbat. So this ant is weak and far away, but it has the desire that how can I get to the Baytullah, the house of Allah? I want to do tawaf. And the ant's desire increased. And when the desire increased and the muhabbat love increased, so Allah Ta'ala created a means. Allah Ta'ala didn't send the ant by flying. Allah Ta'ala could allow it to fly. Allah Ta'ala used the principle of the means. A means. So then a pigeon was flying from Baytullah, and the pigeon saw a seed on the ground where the ant was walking. So the pigeon came down and started to eat that seed on the ground. Then the ant understood, oh, this is a foreigner, it's come from far away. Oh, let me jump onto this pigeon. And so the ant went onto the wing of that pigeon, and then that pigeon had its seed and broke and ate its pea, and then it went and flew to Baytullah. And when it descended, then the small ant started saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik and started to do tawaf. Subhanallah, Allah created the means. So this is the example that doesn't matter how weak the ant was. It was weak. It had no power, no energy, no status, but it had desire, deep-rooted desire. So alhamdulillah, it had the company of the pigeon, and the pigeon had the ability to take the ant to Allah's house. So my brothers, tasawwuf is ajeeb, unique path, ajeeb, alhamdulillah. And if we see that we are weak, lacking in vigor and passion and desire, we're not attaining the rank we need, then never be unhopeful. Never be unhopeful, never lack hope, never lose hope. Because Allah Ta'ala says, if you follow the means that I've given to you, take the assistance that I've given to you, that for example, this is not some principle that's been told to some normal man, to a wali, that Allah Ta'ala is giving this path. And Allah says, I'm giving this path to you myself. So take all of this path, and it's impossible that you will not benefit. Allah says, it's impossible that you cannot reach to my nearness. But one thing definitely be careful about, that maybe you'll, if you have something lacking, it will be the lacking in your desire, your intention and your love. And then you will never be able to get near to Allah and obey Allah and attain Allah's love, and you will not be able to get Allah's marifah. Allahumma inni asaluka. Allah Ta'ala has given the example in the hadith that ask Allah for His love, ask Allah for His nearness after every salah. Allah, the means you have given to us, the means to get to your nearness, your love, that you've given us a shaykh, the friend of Allah, the wali, he is the means to get close to you. There are hundreds of thousands and millions of people who have got to Allah through this path. So why can't I do this? What's lacking? And the lacking at that time is that I don't have desire, I don't have the want, I don't have love, I don't have muhabbat for my teacher. My fuel is diminishing, running out, and I'm following my nafs. Nafs has taken over me. Love has taken over me of the dunya. So then what we need to do, there's no other alternative path. Rather, I will deviate. The pious elder says, then you'll deviate. And then shaitan is an open playing field to divert you, to distract you, and shaitan is then successful. That nafs and shaitan, when a person, for example, when a flood comes into a town, then suddenly the river water doesn't come, does it? When there's a flood, you may not have the experience. I'm giving you an example that when, for example, the water, the flood water doesn't just come suddenly, the flood water will come from underneath the doors, through the cracks, and slowly, slowly the water level increases in the room. So when the crack is there, the crevice, the opening, then there's the route where the flow can go through. So when shaitan and nafs find a crack and an opening, then may Allah Ta'ala not allow this, but then the person deviates. And there's a dua of Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that, oh Allah, I seek refuge from you, Allah. I seek refuge, Allah, from the evil forces. And I seek refuge and protection that I don't get overcome by the evil. So what is the solution when a person is overcome or surrounded by negative forces? Then he should think and understand that there's something lacking in my love, my desire, my intention, my passion. Because nafs and shaitan is overcoming me. What do I need to do? Do I leave the path of the tasawwuf? Do I leave the path that takes me to Allah? No, don't leave that path. Doesn't matter what happens, but I am not going to leave this path. No, I cannot do this. I will not leave this path. Doesn't matter what happens, I need to follow this path. Allah has given me this path, and I need to attain Allah's nearness. And if I die in this situation, that Allah, if I've forgotten Allah and then Allah forgets me, then what will happen to me? But if I keep on the path of the principle, then subhanallah, subhanallah, the pious elders have stated that a small amount of time will not even pass. And Allah says that when you struggle and all the problems you will have experienced due to the nafs and shaitan, more than that, Allah will give you thawab over and above that. The Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give you the enjoyment and the satisfaction and karamat. So don't be unhopeful. Don't lose hope. We just need to keep on trying, making effort and analyzing, and say, this is the path Allah has given to me. And with the fadl of Allah, he keeps on doing dua. And Allah Ta'ala has given us the definition of what to do. Stick to that with the istiqamah, the steadfastness. And then nur and light will come to life. The Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the amal, the deeds I've given to you, the means and the smack, then stick to that and don't come off that track. Whatever waswasa comes or shaitan comes, because there's nothing apart from this that will give us success. For example, I'm doing dua to Allah, and maybe my dua has not been accepted. Then will I, astaghfirullah, go and seek another God or Lord? The Allah is not accepting my dua. Let me go to the God in Manchester. Or if I don't get my dua accepted, let's go to Allah in the God in Birmingham. No. Allah's hukum is this, that keep on asking from Allah, continue to ask from Allah, continue to ask from Allah, keep on asking. If it doesn't get accepted, keep on asking. Otherwise, what are you going to do? Search for another Lord? The Allah Ta'ala is one. He gives to everybody. Allah is one. And there's no one else to turn to. So there's only one path. We have to keep on asking from Allah. Ma'rifah will come from Allah. Love will come from Allah. Allah's obedience will come from here. Sins will be eliminated from here. So do we leave the path? And this is the biggest destruction. And shaitan then has won. So that's it. So we need to take all of the path of the wali of Allah, his sohbet, his company. We accept this is the right path. We shouldn't leave that path. To this extent, the pious elders have stated that if such a whispering and whispers that comes in our ears, that shaitan whispers into our ears and our minds, that in the form of the sheikh, he shows ajeeb practice and issues to the student, and the student starts to think, oh, my teacher, he's a waste. Why am I after my teacher? And shaitan's injection into the mind of the person, the student, and the tests come. He starts to think, my sheikh isn't good, he's not sincere, he starts to see bad dreams, and he'll make mistakes. So upon this, the pious elders have stated, subhanAllah, they've stated that the cure for this, the best cure, and this is a batini inner cure, that do dua for yourself and for your sheikh, that Allah, I cannot leave my sheikh, so please correct him. Please correct him. Where can I run around now? Where can I go now? Please correct him, improve him, if he knows that he is not asal, this is shaitan that's taking me off the track and he's taking me far. So this is an important topic we need to understand, that may Allah Ta'ala give us the first and most important point is that we should do dua that Allah send me to the company of such a person who is your beloved, your wali, your friend. We do dua that Allah send us to the company of such a great person, and then take the company of that person and follow his advice. Whatever he is, however he is in the world, and he might not be seen as pious by everyone, but I'll give you the small example. We can't do too much. We can only practice a little bit. We're committing sins. But don't leave that path of the company of the sheikh of tasawwuf. Doesn't matter how hard it is for you. Have yaqeen and muhabbat and certainty in your sheikh. And inshallah, if you have certainty and muhabbat for your sheikh, then you can't be weaker than the ant, can you? If Allah Ta'ala can deliver the ant to Baytullah, then can we not attain Allah's marifah? Of course we can. Of course we can. So let's follow the path according to understanding and strength and vision. And if we can't do 50,000, then do 3,000. If you can't do 3,000, then do 1,000 repetitions. If you can't do 1,000, do 500. If you can't do 500, do 100. If you can't do 100, do 10. And morning and evening, you can't do dhikr, then do it in the morning. If you can't do it in the morning, then do it in the afternoon. If you can't do it in the afternoon, then do it some other time and sit and do dhikr. Allah Ta'ala says, fine, but at least you're trying, you're making an effort, you have the example of the ant, but don't leave the path. If someone says, what are you doing? Say, this is my path, this is my sheikh, and this is the path of dhikr of Allah to get close to Allah. If someone says to you, how much dhikr do you do? And whoever says, oh, he's your sheikh, and you do dhikr, say, alhamdulillah, he's successful. And at the wali wala, if he, and the sheikh, he will raise his hands and say, Allah, make this person successful. If he says, no, my sheikh, he was this, and I left him, and the wali wala then becomes unhappy as well, that this insan's not good. He's not correct. He didn't appreciate and value what Allah Ta'ala gave to him, the company. So nobody will ask you, how much are you doing? Why are you not doing this much? The sheikh won't ask you whether. Sheikh knows he has the conditions and problems. Can he do 10 or 2? But his aqeed and muhabbat and yaqeen has got certainty and love and regard and respect for his sheikh. And that's solid. He can't leave that. Whenever anyone asks him, he said, this is my sheikh, and I'm following his path of tarbiyah, and have pride in saying this. Don't need to lower yourself. Allah Ta'ala likes this. And there are great examples of this, massive examples of great pious walis of Allah. But one thing, the biggest factor, which is hardest of all, the hardest factor of all is to attain the company of the wali of Allah. This is very difficult indeed nowadays. Very difficult. It's hard to get this nowadays. And it's such a great ni'mat of Allah. And the sign of this is this, that when a wali of Allah, when you meet him, you have his company, and your heart will bear witness that this man is honest, and then you want to spend time with him. With the company, you will realize when you spend time with the wali of Allah, with one sitting, one moment, you say, the current's coming to my heart, I'm benefiting, and your heart will testify at that time. Because this is from Allah, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Mumtanallah, that, O Nabi, the believing women, when they come to you, I am sending these women to your company, give them the teaching of Tawbah. So we realize that when a person goes to the wali of Allah, who sends the person to the wali of Allah? Allah is sending us to the wali of Allah. This is Allah Ta'ala's preparation. Allah Ta'ala sends us to the company of Allah, of the wali of Allah. It's not our choice or our system. As I said in the beginning, it's Allah who sends us. Allah gives us the company of the wali. So this is a great lesson, an important topic. As I was walking and traveling today, I remember this topic. So I thought I'll discuss these points and recharge our batteries. Hazrat Sahab has passed away, and Hazrat's Maktubat, this is the sign that I sit down and I recharge my battery. And this is the sign of my Shaykh Rahimullah, and mashallah, you are students of Naqshbandi Sitzla. Allah Ta'ala's fairs and karam and blessings, mercies, that in this dunya and this day and age, in these severe circumstances, that we have a gathering of dhikr of Allah. It's a great sign and ni'mah of Allah Ta'ala's given to us. That this is this practice, the dhikr of Allah, such a great, great gift of Allah. This is so important, this action, that Qiyamah will come at that time when the dhikr of Allah will cease. So in the whole world today, dhikr of Allah is keeping the world in existence. What this teaches us is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from all of the deeds, Allah ta'ala holds dhikr of Allah, his dhikr, as the most beloved. That as long as dhikr is performed in the world will be in existence. When Allah sees that the dhakireen have gone, and there's no one left doing dhikr, and the dunya is devoid of the dhikr of Allah, Allah will say that, finish this dunya. and conclude this dunya. I made this dunya and let it exist so that people can remember me. And there's not even one person. Allah says that if there's one dhakir, the world will not end. There's a great hadith rather. There's a great hadith that there will come a time, there will be years that will come. In the hadith it states that there will be no one left doing the dhikr of Allah. What will happen after that? Tell me. Allah Ta'ala says, I will wait for so many years for somebody to do my dhikr. Imagine that such a time will come. There will be signs. We see signs of this now. Where is the dhikr of Allah performed today? Where are the majalis of the dhikr of Allah today? So few and far between. And this is impossible that we, with the fadl of Allah, are sitting here. And the kamal, the miracle is that morning and evening we sit do dhikr of Allah. And beyond that, every day we are in a certain masjid somewhere else, somewhere. So this is Allah's karam and ahsan and favor and mercy on us. Blessing. That not for a second does my heart feel I'm insane, human being. I could say, oh, I'm tired. Why do I have to go today? I've got back pain. Do I need to go to dhikr today? I've got other reasons and factors. I could be ill. And I may not feel like I speak about myself. I'm quite ill. And then you have nafs and shaitan. But Allah Ta'ala with Allah's karam, Allah Ta'ala pushes us to his dhikr, to his gathering. And this is how a person should be. Then Allah helps when you push yourself. That why are you delaying? Stand up quickly. Cool yourself down. Get to the majlis. And totally I was sat there. Today there will be no dhikr, I'm unwell, I can't go today, I'm ill, I've got a stomach ache from the morning. And this is a sharia excuse, don't have to go, I can't go. Lord, tell the people that I can't come today. But Allah Ta'ala says, I will correct you today, I will send you how, I will send you see. Allah Ta'ala then sends that person straight away. And Allah Ta'ala creates that love in the heart and a reinvigoration. And Allah Ta'ala's link is made with that individual, that person gets lazy, sust. But Allah is Kareem, what does Allah Ta'ala look at? That does this person have my love inside his heart? Is he of sincerity and love? The fuel for my love is there. So Allah says, I will prepare for that person myself and I will not let his time go to waste. Let's do dua that Allah Ta'ala allow us to be steadfast on this path. And Baqal, the saying of my Hazrat, that until death, that may Allah Ta'ala keep us on this path and this condition. Let's do this dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen.